But now you got it. Two different kinds of things. You got a double tree.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then you got a single tree, which hitch one mule to.
Mm-hmm.
But your double tree, you hitch two to it.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the long wooden piece between the horses? And if you have a horse and wagon.
Hitching the pair new horses now to the tomb.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
between,
talking.
That's what she's
yeah.
Done.
Yeah, that's what, then you got a full mule hook to call in.
Uh-huh.
So you got two here to your tongue,
mm-hmm.
and then you got two out here to hit you there. Somebody. Well, I got a full mule hook.
Mm-hmm.
I'm got me a full mule hook. I got four mules to pull my load out.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I got four mules. I got this hook for my. From a tongue, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about if you have a horse pulling a buggy? You have to back him up between the...
No, you don't have...
Yes, you do.
I wouldn't have to do that. I wouldn't do that. I'd hold my sheaf up.
Uh-huh.
And then this back my horse up and then let my sheaf down. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't hunt.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm talking about, don't you? I wouldn't hold that sheaf up and back that horse in between that sheaf,
mm-hmm.
or somebody might get hurt. I just hold my sheaf up, you know,
mm-hmm.
and tell my wife one of the children to back my horse back.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'd drive my sheaf right down over me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one person could do it. You'd hold that sheaf up and back the horse,
and
sometimes you had to be
at
yourself to do it.
What? Would you call the frame that you could set a log in if you were going to chop it? What kind of frame would that be? You know, maybe X-shaped frame?
Mm-hmm. Well, you lay your log up in that frame to cut it or saw it.
She talking about, you know what I'm talking about.
A rack for wood.
I used to make it, you know, this way.
Uh-huh.
And lay wood up in here, having two racks,
uh-huh.
one here and one there.
Uh-huh.
And then I saw my wood up, you know.
What about something that's A-shaped? It looks like that.
Let's see what that is.
See, and you take...
That's A look like.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
You'd need two of these, and you'd lay a board across them.
Oh.
You were going to saw it?
She told my friend, that's, I don't know what she's talking about. It's two of them. You lay your lumber or your... Go across there.
Mm.
Horses, I would call
it. That's what she told me. You call them horses my day.
Son, you know.
Call them horses my day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if your hair was messy, you might use a comb and a...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let me see, what did you call that?
Well, like me, I might use a comb and a...
I know that. But what you call it now?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call it now? What would you call you that now you're working your hair with now?
Uh-huh.
What would you call it now?
Well, that's...
We call it in my day a brush.
Uh-huh.
But you see the very few of them we had.
Uh-huh.
But the day you see them with any bald thing scratching the head and pulling the hair, what you call that now?
What? I just call it a brush, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I see my girls and my boys now working the hair since they got long hair, you know. What uh-huh. you call that thing? What you call that now?
Well, there's a comb that's different. It's kind of a long
mm-hmm.
comb.
Mm-hmm.
I just call it a comb, I guess.
Yeah, that's what I used to call it. Mm.
Talking about the brush, if you were going to use that on your hair, you'd say you were going to...
Brush your hair.
How's that? You'd say you're going to
brush your hair.
Okay. And what would you sharpen?